The purpose of faith. We've been talking about faith, and there is a purpose of faith. There is a purpose to what the Lord has given us, and the Lord gives us faith. Do you realize that any faith that you have is actually a gift of God? The book of Ephesians actually declares that it is through faith we are saved. We are saved by grace through faith. It is a gift of God, not of ourselves, lest anyone should boast. So the grace and the faith are both gifts from God. And one of faith's primary purposes is to destroy the works of the enemy. So God came, Jesus came, to destroy the works of the devil. And he came to release faith in us to do exactly the same thing. Hebrews 11:33 says, through faith, God's people, they conquered kingdoms, did what God approved, and received what God promised. They conquered kingdoms. They did what God approved. Basically, they're saying here that they conquered kingdoms and set up God's justice within the kingdom. You'll notice now when a person goes in, or when a king goes in, or a group of people goes in to conquer another people, they want to display their form of justice amongst the conquered people. Do whatever Jesus tells you to do. One of the keys of establishing the kingdom in your life is whatever he says to do, do it. Major key. So the first key is seek first the kingdom of God. The second one, whatever he says to do, do it. Now, what makes us think that we are called as kings? Well, Revelation chapter 5 says that he has made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. God has declared that over you and I. Now we have to make a choice. Are we going to believe that? Are we going to take that word by faith and run with it? Or are we going to suggest, oh, well, maybe I could be some kind of a king, or maybe I could have some kind of authority when I get over there into heaven. But yet the Bible says that we are to reign as kings upon the earth. You and I, we're to reign with authority upon the earth. Now, if we are a people who are destined to conquer kingdoms, the very, very first kingdom that we have to conquer is our own flesh. We have to learn to keep our own flesh under authority, under rule. We need to get a hold of ourselves and bring our flesh and our soul into alignment with the kingdom of God. We are kings in the same way that Jesus said, I am a king. But he said something very unique. Remember he said to Pilate? He said to Pilate that, well, Pilate said, so you are a king then. And Jesus said, you speak truthfully. But my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. Now, that's one of the things that you have to realize, that if you believe that you have been called to be kings, you have to remember that your kingdom is not of this world. Now, his kingdom was not of this world, but his kingdom certainly influenced this world. And this is what I want you to understand. Your kingdom can influence the world that you live in today. Your kingdom influences your sphere of authority. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, the things that you can do can influence this world. The more you rule your kingdom well, the more influence you will have in your surroundings, in your home, in your job, in your relationships. You will have awesome, awesome influence. Romans 5:17 says this, for if by one man's offense, who would that be? Adam. Adam, the Bible says that he sinned, and because of Adam's sin, all have fallen into death. For if by one man's offense or sin, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Have you received the gift of righteousness? Then you qualify to reign in life with the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, wherever you go, you ought to have it in your mind and in your heart that you carry the kingdom of God in you. You carry. What did Jesus say? The kingdom of God is within you. So when I go into a workplace, the kingdom of God is with me. Kingdom influence is with me. And just as long as I can function in kingdom influence, it's going to have an impact on those around me. Jesus said, Father, I pray that they might be together in one another the way I am in you and you are in me. He's calling us to a place of unity of grace together. And as we walk in that unity and grace together, then the Lord is able to release upon his unified body a great power and authority and anointing in the name of Jesus Christ.